Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPads, and take a break. Because this episode, we're talking all about the trends that you need to know this summer and the ones that you can throw out like last week's leftovers. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
And I'm Caroline, sweet Caroline, back to talk about all the trends.
Yay! Yeah. So we did this episode just about a year ago at this time.
Around the same time.
And it was so much fun.
Yes.
We had to invite Caroline back to be part of it.
Caroline's been on the show a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're on maternity leave.
Yeah,
exactly. At the conference.
She filled in for me on maternity leave. So she's a regular on this show and someone that we enjoy talking to. She might not be a mom herself, but she always has great insight on the latest things that are happening. Plus, she's just a cool person.
Right.
And it's fun to hear from you too, because A, I love how you love to go to the thrift stores and you find so many cool things. And then Shannon and I, we're not that far away from age, but just the difference in perspectives and just how we grew up and the things that we like. I'm always learning stuff from Shannon, and Shannon, I think vice versa, is learning stuff from me.
I always go to Caroline on everything electronic-wise. She even gave me a compliment earlier that I haven't been having to go to her as much.
Yeah, she's been doing good.
I've been Googling a lot, like trying to, you know. But yes, Caroline is your FBI agent in a sense. Like, she can find out anything and everything about anything and everything. So Caroline is the definitely the person you want to know and on your side. I can't believe it's already summer.
I know.
It's warming up outside. It's getting muggy. I can feel
it. It's crazy. It's like about to be, you know, holiday weekend. Jen, you're
summer
going
vacation.
On a vacation.
Yep.
Where are you headed?
We're going to Hilton Head.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, a little family vacay. First time for Nolan at the beach, which is exciting.
So tons of pictures.
Yep, tons of pictures. Very much looking forward to it. I'm already in vacation mode.
Totally understand.
This week has been really hard.
Right?
So far.
Right?
And you go down to Hilton Head a lot. I think you went last summer, right?
Last
spring?
We originally go to Edisto, but we have some family friends in the Hilton Head area. So
you have your spots, your usuals.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And she gets to go with her parents, so they get to help
building babysitter
with the kids. And this time you're going not pregnant.
Correct.
So a little date night?
Around. You
yes,
can have a
date night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And I told Lewis, I was like, I will be on vacation when I'm sitting with a White Claw on the beach and Nolan is sleeping in my arms and I have to tell everyone that I can't get up because I have a sleeping baby in my hands.
Oh, darn. So, you know what, though?
That's
even
vacation.
If Nolan is not sleeping in your arms and you just want to sit there and enjoy your White Claw, you do that.
Fair.
And you deserve it.
Speaking of White Claw, because you know I'm always talking about the beverages.
The beer.
Yep.
So there's a new White Claw out, and it's going to be like a High Noon, but it's a White Claw vodka soda. You have to buy them in the liquor store because they're liquor. They're not a malt beverage. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 recommend. They're not as bubbly as a White Claw, but they still have that same taste that you like in a White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
They are out now.
Okay.
They're in stores here, Total Wine, Owens, whatever you're going to, they'll have them. They should have them down. They're nationwide by this point. But a lot of these companies are now kind of transferring that maybe have done malt or beer only. They're starting to get into the liquor game. So it's very interesting to watch some of these companies.
Similar to what we have right now going
on. We're drinking our mom water.
Yes.
And we had leftover from an interview.
Jen and I went for a networking event, and then we were like, hey, let's go and get some food.
Dinner. Dinner turned into, like, 2.5 hours of just chit-chatting.
We had ranch water.
Oh, ranch waters are delicious.
So Barrett thought I had a drink that tastes like ranch. I said, no.
That would be on brand.
Right? It would be. He even said, he's like, well, you and Jen talk about ranch a lot, so yeah, all right. Nope.
It
tastes like ranch.
It was tasty, though.
It was tasty.
They brought out the frosty mugs to put it in. It was so good. And a little lime to squeeze in there.
And there was some type of, like, bachelor party or baby shower.
I don't
show.
Know.
I don't
what
know.
Was
whatever.
On. It was rowdy
it
in there.
It was loud at 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
Right? Anyways, well, I guess we'll go into some of the fun trends. And
So
I have to say this one. So yesterday at school was 90s day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talked about trends, but I will never get the Backstreet Boys. They're just the Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. They're never going to be too old for me.
They're timeless.
They're timeless. Thank you. So Gabriel wore a Backstreet Boys shirt, and Grayson wore a Pearl Jam shirt for Barrett. So
I would have loved to see what the other kids showed up looking like.
Yeah, same here.
There was some really great outfits. You know, I mean, I think a lot of them did a good researching. They did the whole the jeans or the overalls
mm-hmm.
with one of them.
I mean, that's kind of coming back.
Right? I know. I was looking at some of the trends and I'm like, okay, this was already stuff that I was looking for the 90s for mm-hmm. the boys. And the neon colors. Mm-hmm. And that's huge again. Fanny packs, mm-hmm. that's big. The bucket hat. So the Visit Myrtle Beach bucket hat, Gabriel Ward, it was in style.
See?
You know, so it's really interesting to see so many things that just resurface. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So never get rid of those clothes.
I mean, there's a whole stand in the mall that just sells nothing but bucket hats.
Right?
I'm like, what? I can't get on that.
I can't. That's hilarious. They're not my thing. I like agree. A baseball hat on the beach.
Well, yeah. If I'm in a hat, I have my hair up. And I won't wear a hat that Velcros because my hair will get stuck or something, mm-hmm. you know. So
I have the same issue.
Anyways, all right, let's talk about the 2023 styles.
Yeah. What do we got as far as the rest of the clothing for the summer? What can we expect?
So I feel like when you were just talking about your kids going to school for the 90s, I feel like we're going back to the late 90s, early right? 2000s. Uh-huh. Transport yourself to Princess Diaries into
the Prince of Bel-Air.
Pretend you're Anne Hathaway in the Devil's Wear Prada. I feel like everything right. that we're doing is we're going back to that style. We're seeing, you know, like the sheer, the bow, the fringe, sparkles, which I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. The cargo pants, I could take them or leave them.
I have seen some really cute ones out there.
Me too. And I've kept my cargo pants throughout all these years and still rock them.
Now, what do you think about the low-rise pants?
I have not too big of love handles, and mm-hmm. so I'm not a big low-rise.
Because I'm thinking like Gwen Stefani early 2000s when you don't even have the buckle.
Yeah.
That's big. But I'm also seeing a lot of those other early 2000s things, Sabrina the Teenage Witch with the maxis, the baguette bags are big.
I have seen that trend of the denim maxi skirt. Yes. And I'm like, what?
It seems a little hot for South Carolina, personally.
Right? That's true.
But that's what they said it was what – coastal cowgirl look.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that has something to do with Taylor Swift. Because all these people going to the Taylor Swift concerts, they're wearing sparkles, they're wearing the cowboy boots because, you know, her Fearless era. And I feel like it's all kind of coming together because these Taylor Swift fans are anywhere from 40 to 15 now, and they're all coming together as one.
It is amazing how much this tour for her has taken over the world.
Oh, my goodness. That's
like,
so true.
Everything I turn on has something to do with Taylor Swift. Whether it's, like, what happened at the concert, what people of fashion are wearing,
Did you see they were selling water from the Gillette Stadium for $200? It must have been a half a cup from the Taylor Swift concert.
Why?
The Swifties. I Taylor Swift. I followed her since mm-hmm. the beginning. I'll listen to her album, but I am not at that level to go to her concerts collect brain water and sell it on eBay. Yeah.
She is one talented lady. I will say that. She's the, in your era, the Britney Spears of our era, mm-hmm. kind of. But I almost feel bad for Taylor because I want to know what type of social life she has. I mean, unfortunately, she hasn't been able to meet the one. Mm-hmm. Everything she does is in that limelight. That's got to be tough.
And now what they're saying, that the Swifties are all up in arms because she is supposedly dating that one guy.
Other guy, yeah.
Does anybody remember what his name is?
I don't remember.
Because the guy she was dating for a long time, the British guy, whose name I don't even remember, they think that they broke up in December. They think she's already kind of moved on. So by the time the fans got to know it, she's, you know, I'm ready.
They're just ready for the next album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what it's going to be.
I will say I am loving all of the social media videos of, like, dads who are taking their young daughters
it's so cute.
To the concert and, like, them totally getting into it just because their daughters are into it. I love that.
That's
adorable.
Awesome.
Adorable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she put a lot of work into that and just even playing through the rain, getting fined because she's playing until 2 a.m. because there's lightning. I mean, she's dedicated to her craft. I mean, she knows that there's 400,000 people or however many are showing up in this stadium and she's going to play.
Mm-hmm. Whether Which is her a great thing.
And the tour is supposed to last all summer long, right? Like, deep into the summer, right?
I think she's doing New York because I know a couple people going to the New York show that are going from South Carolina all the way to New York just for the show. And I think that's Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
I want to say.
We knew some people that went to the Georgia show a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you just said,
my social media was
social
all
media, right?
Is my that, social
I feel
media
like I know
still,
her entire performance.
Me too. I don't feel like I know
just from
to go
all
see
of that.
Anything.
It's almost like you can't do it, of course. But you know, back in the day, at least for probably Jen, you can understand this one is that you could not bring in a camera to shows,
right?
You know, and your cell phones never could record that kind of stuff because they were afraid that things were going to get leaked. And then it would be causing people not to want to go see whatever the concert may be.
Well, that's like Garth Brooks. I think he just announced in a Las Vegas residency.
Did he?
Fact check me on that one. But
I believe he's an entertainer.
But he's weird about being on Spotify, so I believe that's a show where you're going to go in and your phone has to be locked, so you can't record a thing.
Really?
Yeah, they have these little pouches, and then they automatically lock, and you can leave the show and then look at your phone if it's an emergency, but you can't just be on your phone and sitting there. You have to be present. You cannot be recording.
So I like that just because the fact is that I feel as if you're missing out. And I'm one to say, I mean, country music, the Carolina Country Music Festival, there are times I'm on my phone or recording or whatever it may be, and you are kind of missing what that artist is doing at that moment in time. So and leaking.
I mean, I've seen Garth in concert before, and there's no reason to be on your phone because it's amazing. It's amazing.
His energy.
You never know what's going to happen next. And I'm not a huge Garth fan, but he's an unbelievable performer.
Yeah. I went with Chris for our first Valentine's Day. We went with his parents to a Garth Brooks concert. Talk about a romantic first Valentine's Day with your in-laws.
I went to my Garth Brooks concert with my in-laws as well.
So this must be a good thing. It must lead to marriage.
There you go.
There we are.
I saw Garth Brooks when I was 7, and that was when
we were just
starting.
Talking about our first concerts and Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes, Billy Ray Cyrus was our first. It was so
fun. We talked
fun.
About that last
yes.
night.
All right. Any other trends clothing-wise?
The other thing is shoes. So I love shoes. I've always loved shoes, whether they're comfortable or not comfortable. But I feel like we're bringing the wedge back.
Yes.
Okay. Which I'm excited about because I am not a stiletto, the wedge. I need the stability. But the micro heel is still there. So like not the kitten heel, but that kind of more chunky looking micro heel. Of course, we love our fashion sneakers because they go with everything. They're easy, casual.
All about the fashion sneakers.
But I am seeing a lot more bright colors. So that's going to be in your ballet flats or maybe like your summer sandal. Gucci just came out with these crazy bright colored ones. And I think they're trying to compete with some of the other designers that have kind of had their mainstay in having like the Hermes sandal or the Dior sandal. And I'm starting to see a lot of my influencers that I follow that are fashion focused on Instagram. They're bringing out these bigger colors where I feel like the last 5, 6 years we've really focused on neutral shoes. So that's kind of fun. Play around with it, having fun with color, because I feel like we have been in an era of a lot of just pastel whites and creams and blacks. Not to say summer black's not going to be a thing, but I'm excited.
It's always going to be a thing.
Yes. What do you think about the Crocs coming back?
So I have on Crocs sandals right now.
Fancy.
Are they comfy?
They're extremely comfortable, and like they don't look like Crocs.
No, they don't.
These are like wedges that...
You're giving me 90s vibes with those.
Yes.
So you are in trend.
I'm finally in the trend.
Totally. I mean, Crocs are fine for my 4-year-old, but I'm not pulling out the traditional Crocs.
Yes.
Look.
With like the, what are they called?
The little gems you put on the top. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. My Grayson was wanting some to wear with his long socks. Because that's the trend for a lot of the boys, if you've noticed.
Like a long, like knee long, high?
Like maybe not all the way to your knee, but
like a basketball
socks.
Yeah.
With the Crocs.
I'm just imagining like a compression sock with a Croc.
Like an old man walking around.
Yes. You know, like your soccer shoes, you know, your soccer flip-flops, the Adidas ones.
Yep.
No, I'll wear those around the house.
And those are, I will have to say, those puffier soccer-y shoes, those are still in style, whether they're like the big puffier ones or just like a thinner...
Those,
soccer slide.
Those really thick, I think they call them like cloud shoes or something.
Cloud slides or whatever, yeah.
Those are, in my opinion, not very cute, but everybody says they are extremely comfortable. Have you ever?
I feel like I'm going to roll an ankle in them.
Right?
Yeah. I need to be low to the ground.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm still stuck in my rainbows. Like, I can't, I can't get out of rainbows. I've just gotten them to the point where they are like the ultimate comfortable flip-flop.
That's a nice
point.
Yeah.
I like my Olakais. Have you ever tried that brand?
Uh-uh.
I got hooked on those when I was pregnant because the rainbows just didn't, I don't know, my feet moved or whatever. But the Olakais I love. But don't get me wrong. I think I have every color and rainbow flip-flops. Especially living at the beach. You have to have some good flip-flops.
All right. We're moving on to shows.
Yeah.
TV shows.
Where do I even start? Do you want me to start with TV or you want to start with movies? What are you feeling?
Let's start TV, but let's start with like things that we should have watched already that we might have to catch up on this summer if you have any of those.
Okay. So a lot of the upcoming shows, I feel like you need to watch season 1, 2, or 3,
perfect,
depending on where we are. So the first one, and it is a book as well, if you want to start with the book, is The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's on Amazon.
Watched the first season. Loved the first season.
Phenomenal. The soundtrack. They even had some Taylor Swift in there.
Okay.
They're coming out with season 2. Very excited for it. I think it's a June or July premiere date. So watch that.
Yep.
Righteous Gemstones on HBO.
Oh, now you're talking my
Danny
language.
Danny McBride.
Huh, I haven't seen this.
I think first episode came out maybe 2020, 2021. I mean, it was deep when we were all still at home.
Yeah.
And it is words don't describe how hilarious right. it is. The character development, the plot lines, how well the actors just get into this crazy family. It is a religious family, kind of like mm-hmm. a mega church mm-hmm. family.
Yes. Don't watch if you're offended easily.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
note. Yeah.
Everything from stealing money to maybe someone dies, maybe someone has to be hidden that they died. All of those things happen, but it is just hilarious to follow this family and kind of see their decline. And that's where we are right now. We're going into season 3, I want to say, or season 4. And I don't think there's many seasons that are going to be produced after it. But I am excited just to see what they have in store for us, because it's one of those shows where you can't stop watching. What was that? It was the girl from
Jennifer Nettles. Yep.
So she
she's the singer, isn't
yes.
she?
Yep. Yeah. So okay. she gets on with her brother, and you'll learn about the whole family line when you watch all the shows. But they do this really funny song on stage in front of the church, because they perform every day because their dad is the head minister for the church that they own. And it's all shot in Charleston as well mm-hmm. as, I think, down in Folly. So it's kind of fun. If you've ever been down that area, you can see, you know, this building or this mall has been converted into that. So we definitely
put that. The one restaurant they go to is definitely a T-Bones. At one point in time was like T-Bones, because the inside looks exactly like
it's next
that,
to the
that franchise of restaurants.
Yep, it's next to the Chick-fil-A in Mount Pleasant. That's exactly where it is. You're going to get
addicted quickly.
And then we would be remiss if we did not talk about the new show, Rahoni, because it's got a whole new cast for Real Housewives of New York.
Oh.
We have gotten rid of everybody, and we have a whole new cast rolling in. And I am so excited, because some of these housewives that they have picked seemed like they're going to just give us great television. Because
do you have to ask, do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I have never gotten into
me
it.
Me either, but me the neither. Drama that is coming with it, I'm about to like just jump in and catch every episode.
There's 9 seasons. I mean, I have to go back, I think, to the
mid-2000s.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot. And there's just so much drama, I can't even catch up with it all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Real Housewives of New York. I'm a big Real Housewives of New Jersey fan. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of my two franchises that I watch. And then Salt Lake City. That's the other big one. So we'll see what Bravo brings us this summer.
Oh, there you Bravo. Go. Gotta love. Okay, movies.
All right. Well, I feel like we have to talk about The New Little Mermaid.
Yes.
When I was looking up style, that... Mermaid Corps was
it's coming in.
Yeah.
And I watched recently on American Idol, they had the new Ariel perform at Disney. I think it was at 3 in the morning. Phenomenal performance. And I think it's going to be a good show. It has Melissa McCarthy in it.
She's playing Ursula. Yeah. Who is
great
the
casting,
girl, though, that plays Ariel? Because isn't
Haley Bailey.
Yeah. So her parent who...
Her uncle lives here.
That's it.
She, her okay. uncle lives
her
here?
Her uncle lives here in Myrtle Beach. It was something that there was some type of correlation to.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you see him, you'll see the familiarity. But other than that...
Actually, you know.
I do?
Yeah, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's Tracy Bailey.
No way!
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to think, how do we know this and that? Yeah.
Maya Floor is on the draws on the floor right now.
She's speechless.
Yes!
And she's a phenomenal singer. Really excited for that. And then also the Barbie movie.
Ryan Gosling.
And was it Margot Robbie?
Margot, yeah.
Have you seen the little snippets where they think it's going to be some type of play on The Wizard of Oz?
No.
So if you through the promo for it, and if you go through, like, they're in front of the movie theater, there's pictures of Dorothy. There's pictures of the man in the tin hat. They go down a yellow brick road, but it's a pink road. Their car flips upside down, like the house flipping upside down. So there's a lot of parallels almost to thinking that this might be the next Wizard of Oz.
Oh, cool.
I was wondering where they're going to take this whole thing.
Yeah.
All the previews, they're not giving you anything.
No.
Like, the previews are just showing the colors and the fun and the all of that. So I'm very excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been in the works for several years, it seems like.
Several.
Yeah.
Because they've had different lead cast, and then, no, that's not the right one, and they get different.
I mean, Barbie was life for me.
Me too.
I was a big Barbie, big girl.
I was never into really baby dolls. Barbie dolls, though, were...
Their outfits. I got an Aaron Carter Barbie. I thought I was so cool.
Have you seen the...
Yeah, have you watched the Aaron Carter?
I haven't yet. It's on my watch list.
It's hard,
but I'm going to tell you... More people need to see that.
Yes,
because
agreed.
It is eye-opening. And, you know, for me, being Backstreet Boys, love, you know, but seeing what that family had to overcome and go through.
I didn't realize he was a little young for me growing up, but I didn't realize how much of an impact he had on
right?
that
the prince.
Yeah.
Like, they were calling him.
Yeah, he was big for me because I was watching him when he was on Lizzie McGuire and he was on the Christmas episode.
Right.
And they kissed. And you would have thought the world shattered. I mean, it was Lizzie McGuire and Aaron Carter together.
I got to meet him. He actually pulled me up on stage at the House of Blues. And this girl cannot dance. But I got to dance with him. But all I kept saying, I'm like, oh, my God, this is Nick Carter's brother. Because he is. He wasn't that much younger than us.
Right. I didn't know that much about him until I watched that documentary.
I used to read so many books about the Carter family because I was just very intrigued because that's one interesting family.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering of what the parents have done to those kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, all that time. But that's kind of what I'm excited for this summer. Of course, there's going to be new things on Netflix, Hulu, mm-hmm. all the things Disney Plus.
So have you watched The Mother with Jennifer Lopez?
Not yet. Not yet. I've seen it.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I'm a J-Lo girl.
She's beautiful, and she's got so much to offer. But, I love her music. I don't think I'm just not as big of a fan as when it comes to the actress side. Wow. Great movie.
What's the premise of the movie?
It's truly a mother being a mother and doing all that they can to protect their child.
And where can we find that? Is that Netflix?
Netflix. Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend it.
Oh, put it
on
my list.
And that's like almost like age 30 and up. Like I could see even my mom liking mm-hmm. the movie. So it's really good.
Does it give you like Bad Mom vibes, the movie Bad Moms?
No. This is a very intense.
It's a drama,
this
right?
is
yeah.
Drama.
Yeah,
okay.
This is like shoot them, bang bang, like, and do whatever you have to do to protect your child.
And she's taken on kind of a whole new fleet now. She's back with Ben Affleck and everything. Yeah. So
we are back in the 90s, right?
We are.
Just put us back in 2000. I'd be good with it.
You know,
give me
so
my pink
much
razor phone back.
Yes.
We're going to be busy this summer.
That's a lot. We're
going to
be
it
busy.
It is. I mean,
and we
summer,
have to squeeze in beach time.
Yes. And I've been studying for a country music festival. I have to make sure I have all my songs down.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to ask you. So festival wear, obviously have the Carolina Country Music Fest coming up. And there's been a lot of festivals recently. So anything that we need to prepare for from a fashion standpoint, I know that like the cutoff shorts and cowboy boots were a lot for Coachella. So is that what we
seems
need to be
like
rocking
it never
for CCMF?
Goes out of style.
Never goes out of style. And we do have at CCMF nights where you can dress in theme.
True.
So I think it's like patriotic. Yeah. But I have to be honest, when we go, I go for comfort.
Me too.
I'm not going for the Instagram photo because you stand on your feet for so long.
I'm in tennis shoes.
It's hot. You're sweating. And then the sun, it might rain. You mm-hmm. don't know what's going to hit you. So I think I'm going to come prepared with my clear purse, comfortable shoes, and a comfortable outfit.
So you even bring a purse.
I have a dedicated clear purse that is for all of our football outings, concerts, because I usually have to carry all my stuff and then Chris's stuff, and it all kind of has to come together. So I need an actual purse. So I got it maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it's worked like a charm. We just don't have those pockets like the guys do.
Right? Our pockets are so much smaller.
Maybe if we're checking out the cargo pants, bringing that back, we can stuff things in our cargo pockets.
There we go.
Cargo shorts to CCMF.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's part of the trend, ladies.
Let's see what Kenny Chesney shows up in. He might be showing up in a cargo pant.
I could
There's
see
a solid
him.
Chance in like a
Myrtle
white
Beach.
Tank top.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach shirt, like mm-hmm. sleeveless shirt or something.
Now, Miranda, she's bringing the sparkles. So we're seeing they're bringing the 90s trends with us.
They really are. And Brooks and Dunn. Mm-hmm. We were talking about them.
I mean, what's more 90s than Brooks and Dunn from a country standpoint?
Exactly. And Hardy.
I'm interested to see him. Because you know about his new album, he does the first half where it's country and then all of his songs change to capital letters. And he goes into this more like pop, runk, EDM type of music where it's much more screamo versus his country, you know, wait in the car.
Okay. Really?
So I'm interested to see him perform it because I do enjoy him. I think he's a great performer. I like his songs. So maybe he'll bring Lainey on stage with him because she's supposed to be there too, but I don't know if
they're
going to overlap.
Are they performing on the same night?
Hardy's Thursday, so I wouldn't think they're going to perform together. It's just my dream.
Scotty is coming.
I cannot wait for Scotty. I have waited.
That's who I'm so
waited.
Excited
okay, I'm
about.
Just going to put this out in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And hope that it comes to fruition. So Scotty McCreary is a new dad.
Yeah.
NC State. I think, I don't know if he's graduated.
He's from Garner, North Carolina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we lived in Raleigh, we would see him running around the stadium all the time. And Lewis would be like, why don't you just go out there and like run with him?
Did you have a partner? Did you watch his American Idol days? In there?
I didn't.
I voted.
They had him in the Lowe's Food parking lot because he was a shopping cart boy at Lowe's Food. That was like his promo. It's like, here I am, Scotty, working at Lowe's Food. I'm like, what's Lowe's Food?
And he was big with Bojangles.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, gotta love some Bojangles.
So I'm not saying that we get Scotty on the podcast, but I'm putting out in the universe that his wife. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Talk about being a new parent.
Talking about being a new mom. And the fact that he's written, what, like, almost every song is based on her and,
it's
like,
so
their relationship.
Sweet. Because when he was doing American Idol, he's actually, he's an unbelievable baseball player.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I guess him and his wife, they've been together for many, many, many mm-hmm. years. And it's just so sweet to see how far they've come. And he's one of those that, like, you know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain voices that you might be like, oh, who is that?
And I love how he stays true to who he is. He's talking about Carolina. Yep. He had his last album. He had a song that it was called In Between. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, he's not ready to, like, you know, go hard at the bar right now, but he's not ready to go home at 1 p.m. He's just in this weird place where he doesn't know where he's in. He's in between.
Well, and then, of course, I teared up the first time hearing it. 5 More Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a Hallmark movie on that based around the 5 More Minutes.
There's another song, and I'm forgetting, it's on his most recent album. It's about if he's in the standpoint of being a waiter, and it's a guy who comes into his restaurant every single week to have a date with his wife that he's been with since 1959.
Aww.
And it is, like, you get sad listening to it because just the meaning behind all of the words that he says, like, you actually feel like you're in that moment, and you can, he talks about how the guy, you know, says, like, I've never missed a date with her, and isn't she beautiful, and of course, I'll tip the waiter, and he just goes on, and he's just, I think, such a great storyteller.
Is he a writer?
He is a really good storyteller.
He is a very big writer, yeah.
Okay, that's even better. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, last year we had Southern Mama on during CCMF, and I think we have some surprises coming up for CCMF. So very exciting. Stay tuned. If you haven't checked out the Southern Mama episode, do it. It's a great one. We had some amazing laughs with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Red Squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I want her makeup.
I know.
We asked her, too, and I can't remember what makeup line she wears, but she can sweat and nothing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a drop. Off. And then we ran into him later.
Yeah, later
and
we had a couple
concert.
Of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a couple of drinks with them.
Jen
just hung.
Mm-hmm. But that's all right.
Yes.
Whole different ballgame
this year,
ladies. Can
you believe that was a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago.
Golly, time's flying.
Uh-huh. Well,
seeing if there's
you
want to
play a little fun game?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What game you got?
I have the Hot or Not Summer Edition.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to read an item, and you tell me if it's a go or no.
Okay.
Okay? First one, and you guys are going to laugh, but because I'm literally wearing it right now. The 90s claw clip in the hair.
Yes, 100%. Give me a butterfly clip any day.
Shannon,
I was going to say yes, but those never went out of style.
I feel like there was a short period, maybe like 2010 to 2018.
Yeah.
I feel like claw clips weren't a thing. I had to go to J. Crew to find them because they just weren't accessible. But now I feel like they're in every single
everywhere.
Color.
I think they're so cute, but they hurt my head.
Mm.
Yeah, I have a hard time with them because my hair is so long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair.
But they're cute. I like the little, like, butterfly ones that you can put up.
Be careful because I have a couple and I've worn them across my head. They are a hazard. Like, if you hit somebody the wrong way, they hurt. They are not like the 90s ones I used to wear.
And we kind of talked about this one already, but will you rock the denim shorts and cowboy boots?
I think yes. I need to get a new pair of cowboy boots.
I was going to say
have a good pair.
Yeah. I have my old, like, Jessica Simpson cowboy boots from Dukes of Hazzard.
You know that she pulled out her denim shorts recently that she had from the set of Dukes of Hazzard.
They're probably too big.
Looked amazing on her. I was like, good God, girl.
I want to know what she's doing.
I don't know.
But then again, she needs
Jessica
to get
Simpson was my, I've like read all of her biographies. I was so obsessed with her. She was my number one girl.
Did you watch a reality television show with
Lachey?
Of course. Skipping the sunscreen to get a base tan.
No.
Nope. Gotta use your SPF.
Exactly.
But ask me of that 10 years ago, I would have been like,
I was gonna say,
whatever. No, I'll just put on the baby oil.
Yeah. Now, are y'all spray or lotion?
Lotion.
I'm a spray.
Yeah.
And do you have special lotion face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've
what
been
do
getting
you use?
The sun bum stuff that's in
the monkey
brown,
on it.
The monkey.
Yeah.
But I buy it at Ulta, so then I get points back to then buy makeup.
Oh, there you go.
Like
smart.
I'm using those points.
We were just talking earlier that you have a very glowy and dewy look right now.
Thank you.
What are you using?
So it's a NARS stick. It's a NARS shimmer bronzer stick. I think, I don't remember what shade exactly it is, but you just, you know, throw it on over your foundation. I just use my beauty blender and I just blend it on in.
Is that
just those
Ulta?
Mornings. NARS, I have to get at Sephora. I think NARS has great pigments. Compared to some other brands, and it's been around forever.
We need to get makeovers done one day because I have not changed my makeup since I was like 12.
Yeah, I'm always scared to like in somewhere and have them tell me that, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, you got that all wrong, honey. Oh, thanks.
I like going on Sephora or Ulta and just kind of sorting, seeing what's new, seeing what's trending. Because like Rare Beauty, I love all of their products now because they're a lot cleaner than some of the older products. Yeah. And I think she's done a great job. Also, Fenty Beauty is really great. The Fenty skincare.
I've heard great things about everyone that tries it is like, that is the ultimate.
I use their toner and then I also use their makeup remover and face cleanser. Okay. And let me tell you, it takes everything off down to your mascara and it doesn't,
awesome.
It's not abrasive. I use a separate exfoliator, but Fenty Beauty, I think in general, I think Rihanna's done a great job.
Is Fenty sold at
Sephora, I think only.
All right. Well, I feel ready for summer.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm excited for summer. I think it's going to be a fun summer.
I agree.
I'm ready for the warmth. I'm not a fan of the cold. Mm-hmm. I want to go to the beach. I want to read. I want to do all the things.
So quick question. What type of bathing suit?
Gosh, I feel like at this point we're going so many different directions with bathing suits. And I think at this point I'm like, choose what makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I think one pieces have really been making a comeback, especially if you want to do like a strapless one piece and then the high rise stuff. One of my people that I follow that I really enjoy to see what she wears for swim because I think she gives a great perspective because – you're not necessarily going to be like that model who's a double zero showing you that swimsuit is Remy Bader on Instagram and TikTok.
She's so fun.
She's so confident and she'll put the swim cover up over. She's trying on different styles and she's like, yeah, this doesn't work. Or, you know, if you have a larger top, you can't wear this. So I feel like she's a great influence to show you that you can wear whatever size of bathing suit that you want to that
and
makes you
comfortable. And she does a really good job of showing like a Target haul or Zara or like places that are accessible to the mass public as opposed to like, oh, well, here's my Gucci try-on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't all have the ability to go do that.
You don't want to go buy the $300 bathing suit, but she's like, I can get you this for $50 top and bottom at Zara.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy seeing what her trends are. And she's been going on a lot of influencer trips where she's had to do themes or she's had to dress in certain days and have to wear bathing suits. And I've really enjoyed to see what those styles are. But I think I'm not seeing too much new on the bathing suit front. It's still a lot of the one shoulder, high rise. I think because low rise pants are coming back in, we're going to definitely see a lot more of bathing suits that don't have a lot of material on them. But, you know, whatever makes you happy.
Oh, I got to get my ab routine together.
Right.
You know what trend I'm really digging right now is bodysuits. I am obsessed with bodysuits with, like, just a cute pair of shorts or something of that nature.
You're talking about, like, a bodysuit that you, like, would wear shorts over.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So a little Skims number.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, I think it's time to kind of wrap it up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's any questions or suggestions or feedback, email us at myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And same thing on Facebook and Instagram, at myrtlemomswithmargs, at myrtlemomswithmargs.
Well, cheers to ladies. Summer, right?
The summer.
Yay. It'll be fall before we know it.
Woo-hoo. Golly.
Myrtle Moms with Margaritas will be back next week with a new episode that you don't want to miss.
As a mother, those facts have been so incredibly difficult to tell, especially crime stories have had a very different effect on me. I have trouble reading arrest warrants, especially during situations that involve children. Mm-hmm. But that's part of our job to inform the public of what's going on in our community. And it's a responsibility we don't take lightly whatsoever.
Be sure to listen to the next episode.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.